123rd Jayanti of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi as synopsis. Over the decades, Sri Ramana Maharishi's teachings have slowly seeped into the awareness of seekers in North America. Though these teachings appear to be well known, valued for their directness, purity and simplicity, the continued presence and power of the messenger, the Maharishi, has yet to be discovered or understood to any great extent. The Maharishi never told us to go out and spread his teachings, but rather to go inward and realize the truth. Following this ideal, Arunachala Ashrama has nevertheless seen a steady growth of interest in Sri Ramana, not only as a teacher, but as a guru. The recent large wave of Indian nationals, especially from South India, into the North American society has brought many serious devotees to our shores. This is resulting in even greater interest in the expression of devotion to the Master. The Jayanti. The devotees of Sri Ramana Maharishi enthusiastically gathered to remember and celebrate the life and teachings of our Master at residences and halls in different parts of Canada and the USA. In Ottawa, on December 20th, at the home of Ananta Padmanabhan, monthly Sri Ramana satsangs were inaugurated with devotion and a simplicity. Ananta Padmanabhan writes, "Early in the day by 8 a.m., we started with Vedaparayana, Rudram, Shamakam, Purusha Suktam chanting and Siva Upasana Mantram. By around 10 a.m., all of us, including the children, started chanting Arunachala Stuti, Panchakam, Akshara Manamalai and Upadesa Saram. This was followed by a very melodious rendering by Dr. Krishnan of a slokam in praise of Bhagavan in his state of total bliss, a meditative prayer taught to Krishnan by his beloved mother, a staunch Ramana devotee and disciple of Janaki Mata. This was followed by bhajans. The Ottawa Ramana satsang thus started on Bhagavan's Jayanti day. By his grace, we hope to have monthly satsangs to study Bhagavan's teachings and commentaries. We invite all devotees who are interested to share these moments in Ramana Satsang." On December 21, Arunachala Ashrama celebrated the Jayanti in New York City. Srimati Mangalam Kalyanam, sister of President Sri V.S. Ramanan, spoke with deep devotion and insight on Guru Kripa. See page 3 for text. December 29th, at the home of Swaminathan and Sangeeta in Union City, California, a few dozen devotees gathered and experienced the all-pervasive presence of Sri Bhagavan. Sri Rajagopalan, who had the great fortune of spending a day in the Master's presence in 1947 at the age of 21, described in minute detail and serenity his experience. Though on a trip to Jinji, a nearby town, the Jinji trip has receded into oblivion. While every detail of the Master's actions on that day remains fresh in Sri Rajagopalan's memory, signing the visitor's register upon arrival, Sri Rajagopalan proceeded straight to the old hall after depositing some of his belongings in the guest house for men near the kitchen. Bhagavan was just returning from his morning walk on Arunachala. Sri Rajagopalan observed the routine of the ashrama, the chanting of the Vedas, the daily mail being brought to Bhagavan's presence, attendants massaging Bhagavan's legs, and Bhagavan stepping out of the hall to caress a cow that came up to the entrance. At lunch, as the newcomer of the day, Sri Rajagopalan was given the privilege of sitting right next to Bhagavan. He observed how squirrels and sparrows came close to Bhagavan's leaf to receive food from his hands, while they would run away when others tried to feed them. Sri Rajagopalan remembers the day, immersed in the peace of Bhagavan's presence, and said that if he had gone there in his present frame of mind, he would have never left. At the Siva Vishnu temple in Maryland, Dr. Narayana Swami, a trustee of the temple, requested the Washington DC area devotees to organize a Jayanti program on January 8. The celebration began with Vedic chanting by the temple priest, and a large number of devotees gathered in a hall arranged for the function. Bhagavan's works were sung, a part of Bhagavan's life in video was shown, and a talk on his birth was given. Prasad, a full meal, was distributed to the devotees at this and at all of the Jayanti programs. Programs were also conducted in Boston, Georgia, Michigan, Florida, Toronto, and at Arunachala Ashrama, Nova Scotia.